figure
out. Yeah, just want to go back to what the man is saying. The chairperson of the Housekeeper Study Committee reports to the committee at the meeting and committee went to the minutes of the select committee of to determine what the amendments were agreed to. And I was reading through the amendments. Upon deliberation of the committee, it was noted that the latest version of the bill incorporating the amendments was not received. And that's where it comes to. Submission was that a rental, a deposit equivalent to 1 month rental be levied. And our argument is that whilst it might seem that we are acting for pro poor, it had come out at our public hearings, and we had a public hearing with a hall full of 300 plus people, that the poor are being marginalized by landlords not seeking to entertain them by charging exorbitant deposits. The intake from the public hearing was that if it could be stipulated that a rental, a deposit equivalent to 1 month rental, be inserted, it gives tribunals ample ground to view the case in a perspective.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, now, my understanding, the purpose of the meeting today is for the final mandate. And therefore, I think Kaiser Dan has a point. The point that they have raised when we met last. Now, the procedure is one. If a province feels strong on a subject, you have to lobby other provinces to support you. And if it did not succeed in the lobby to secure that support, then whatever thinking behind what they had falls off. They either now say we support or we don't support. We don't, or we have a final mandate, or we don't have. We are still waiting for that, then it's for the committee to decide what we do. But we cannot be addressed on the very issues that are there, that were addressed, whether they are true, how strong, it's a vision. We cannot go back to any hearing now. Nor can we entertain any agenda.
No, on the first one, that's what I was saying. We know it proposes from cases and we deliberately in some of the money they will be reflecting whether we support, because each and every province, each take each and every proposal when they were doing negotiating money. So I'm saying I was thinking that I'm correct when I was saying that we expected that everyone must read, and he did read, but that we must elaborate on whatever. That's what Ubabun is saying. I'm supporting that I don't see that we can go back on what we were doing last week, just because they do have points, relevant points in some of their proposals. But now we're expecting that each and every province must say whether we accept or we don't vote for.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, thank you for the opportunity, and secondly, thank God for having to have spared you, particularly up here. At the last meeting, when we had deliberated this, and I think the very people like NCC and others had indicated that whilst we weren't convinced and we weren't lobbied in terms of certain issues, bring them up again. so we'll revisit it. Come back over here, you have another bite of the cherry to convince us. I think that's a starting point. What I'm actually saying is that one mustn't renege on a kind of a commitment that has been given by individuals. Having said that, I think what really happened over here, there is a degree of confusion on one issue, which I want to clarify probably a little later, or even now too, that when we sit on a first mandate, and whatever amendments have been agreed to, is there supposed to be a new bill given to us? Again, I'm asking that as a question. I'm not too certain that the legal people will just be able to advise that. There's supposed to be a new bill. I'm sorry, through you, Chair. I'm asking if, after the meeting on the 7th last week, there were certain amendments that were agreed to. So, which in effect means that the D version of the bill would have dramatically changed. And if it has changed, would there have been a new bill for us to look at today? As I said, it's a two-part question, but that's the first part, and I've still got another one. So it's no. Okay. The second one is, sir, that was our understanding, and therefore we took that issue up as a committee to the NCOP of the province. What we stated over here is in the third paragraph, and I think it requires that degree of expansion. They say, upon deliberations of the committee, it was noted that the latest version of the bill incorporating the amendments had not been received by the province, which has been cleared now. The committee resolved that they could only confer a final mandate in support of the bill, subject to consideration of the proposed amendments to the amendment bill. Now, what Mr. Gibodi is really doing, he's doing precisely what the mandate is. The mandate is telling us, for us to confer the final mandate, there must be consideration of the amendment as has been supplied by KZN. I also agree with Mr. Mjeti. There appears to be a repetition. That's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, one, we were told that you could bring those issues up. And the second thing is that our mandate rests at the moment on the basis that these amendments will have to be agreed to. And if it is not agreed to, then we will have to get back to the province and take a decision which we will raise at the plenary. But for now, for us to look at this bill over here, what Mr. Gibodi is doing, in my opinion, is correct, so that we become a little bit more informed. What we mustn't do is short-circuit the meeting, primarily because an issue that is raised, and one has to look at the precedents, and one has to look at what really transpired. I'm quite convinced that we are entitled to raise these issues. Thank you.
No, what I'm reading now is that there is a tendency that KZN is therefore saying our final mandate will be to support the bill if we are if it is agreed upon the particular method will be because the one that does speak about the minimum amount of GB the minimum amount of now if I look at the section 76. For obvious reasons, Baban Bibi raises a very important point that KZN should have lobbied out of problems to ensure that at the end of the day we've got the support of that on the other. Now, the problem that we are faced with is that we took KZN to present them, and we are not sure whether if other problems, in terms of their final money, they agree with KZN. And it puts me in a very difficult situation to then become a technical and say, does KZN agree or not? What if then other provinces come up later to say, but we are in support of that amendment that comes? Now, I would want the committee to assist me. Either we suspend the submission by KZN and check where if other problems are in line with the thinking of favoredness, then we can arrive at the point where that favored end is in favor of the bigger law. I hope I'm being able to understand.
Shackleton, thank you very much. You are now actually teaching what actually transpired. Whatever has transpired on that particular day, things that we suggested, with the problems that we felt strong about it, we did communicate with our province. The same issue that province closed, so we feel strong about this. What mandate are you going to give it to? Now, I cannot say, or the province cannot say to me, go with a final mandate and say to the committee if they agree. As if the mandate would now come from me, that you are agreeing because you are defending the portfolio committee. So the province must say to me, this is the final mandate. I have looked through my mandate and all the suggested things that we made. I don't think it is good. My committee did not even take into account. So the province that has sent the mandate to me, it says they support the issue as where to start and the mandate that they get me before. So I cannot change and say that province I sent to this and they take the gentry this way or not going to take to this way. If they don't consider it fair, I don't have any debt to tell them to change their mandate they gave me. This is the final mandate, which the committee has taken into account. I take it that because in the case that then should be having a final mandate that they say in the absence of the blah, 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 we don't support or we support. That kind of a mindset that then you can work with you. I look at it, it doesn't say anything.
You need to change it.
Yeah, that doesn't say anything about that. You need the mandate that I have before me.
They do. They say the committee is a problem. They can call me from the very final. You have to be subject to consideration of the proposed amendment.
In other words, they don't support it. They must pronounce it.
That is why I said I'm in a test with the two now. Because I don't know whether these other problems are in support of that amendment. Can we just flex that?
Yeah.
And have a discussion?
I think what we need to do as a chair is to allow province to give their mandate. And then finally, when we take the final decision, in terms of what are the mandates that have been given to province, then that will be the decision of the chair. Even if KwaZulu-Natal is not clear whether they support or they don't support. Because in terms of what is reflecting here, I think when they were presenting the negotiating mandate, as I was not here, my assumption would be there was an indication that some of the provinces supported the amendments that were tabled by KwaZulu-Natal even before the presence of the provinces. So I think that is the dilemma here. But probably the provinces will indicate if they support the bill with the amendments proposed by KwaZulu-Natal, they are going to say so. If they didn't, they are going to say they support the rental housing bill as it was when it was put before. So that's where we are going to have the clarification. Thank you.
So then I think we are agreed. Allow legal to their mandate. All this you gave the committee of reality, but you've got a kind of party. Not a party, but rather that if it is not in there, then on in terms of my presentation and the discussion we had in the committee, this is the view that I could arrive at a point when we had a discussion. But we'll engage with that when we come to our
saying to Chair Testing, I was not part of presenting the final money in the Eastern Cape just because the chairperson of the committee in the Eastern Cape was part of the negotiating money, and then he went back home. Today they will give me this chance that I must read this. They said the resolution, the committee resolved to confer the following final money to vote for the adoption of the bill to that the permanent delegate, which is myself. I must have read it, but there's number three. That's why I was saying that let's read our mandate, even if they are saying vote or vote against. There's a point there, Jesus, and listen to the incentive. They are saying it is, however, necessary that clause 3, paragraph 3, should be worded to reflect that the courts are not limited to the courts for the preparation of the conduct of leave. But in the first comment, they said to vote for adoption of the bill. That's why I was saying that let's just read our mandates as they are, in order that in turn would be coming to what this Eastern Cape is saying. They said they vote, but on the last point number 3, they were saying now, it is however necessary that clause 3, paragraph 3, should be worded to reflect that the cause, but they started by saying they vote too. So that's why I was saying that let's read our mandate in order that the discussion must follow according to the mandate. So I rest.
Under consideration, the portfolio committee considered the report and raises dissatisfaction that the Free State inputs were rejected without the reasons forwarded to them. Our chairperson has discussed with you this is to do with the quality of the minutes of the meeting, although I have telephonically spoken with the reasons why it was rejected. They insisted that it was not reflected in the minutes in the first place. So that is why they have got a problem with the quality of the minutes of the meeting. But the resolution from the committee resolved that, hey, authority be conferred to the Free State delegation to vote for the adoption of the bill.
Any questions? Thank you. Again, if you look at our past mandate on Clause 3C, the committee's decision was put in a decision. The committee was put in a decision and was recommended that all provinces should revisit the clause. My meaning to that is means it's still open. There hasn't been a mandate on that. And I want to recall the mandate of KwaZulu Natal.
That's why each and every province, I'm interested to know whether you
want
to
discuss it. Yeah. There was a discussion, but there was no decision.
So, I mean, in terms of preaching, it's simply clear. I wanted to use but it seems that it was not the case.
Now, because of the quality of the
the mandate I have got the mandate that entails public hearing and any other things repeated. But furthermore, it also indicates that on Monday, the 5th of November, this year, the committee deliberated on the technicality and substantive amendments and adopted the negotiating mandate on when the housing amendment deals, blah, 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 section. That submitted to the NCOP for consideration on Tuesday, the 6th of November, On the 13th of November this year, the committee deliberated and adopted its final mandate on the rental amendment section. We can go on and on, on and on, on and on. Let me come now to the final indication. They say the bill has no financial implications on the problem. And also the social economic, they don't have anything, including the tribunal. Then 6 says, committee position, the housing portfolio committee supports the both of the principles and details of the rental housing amendment bill as section 76B. 7, the final voting mandate adopted by the committee in terms of section 65 of the constitution, the housing portfolio committee recommends that the House confer the authority on the housing provincial delegate to a National Council of Provinces to vote in favor of the rental housing amendment section 6. So nowhere said that they refer anything that they have actually alluded to any suggestion made during the negotiating process. And I cannot go beyond that. The committee deliberated and find it proper that it supports the principle as well as the content of the deal. But it is without any amendments, so they don't mention anything. That with amendments, they don't make the decision. So therefore, the mandate I have is to support the principle. That is the principle of it. That is in the Bible.
Any questions?
The reason why I have set aside something, the mandate is not fine.
It could have been, you know, a fair to fair agreement, but it's divided. The mandate of God, because I know the content, they told me, in fact, they put a person in the letter. They are sending the mandate to my office while I was here. And therefore, all I had to do, it was to check everything that they have probably forgotten to look at the Western signature. And with that, as I say, air to air agreement is divided, and it's going to find out what happened. In the, let me come back and report to the House, because signing is something else that could be such an omission. You can write it without signing, and then there's a design for signing.
Who has been rejecting money without a letterhead and the money without
signature.
So I don't know this motivation of what I don't do. As a veteran of these 2 houses, he knows that the money must be in the letterhead, the money must be signed, and if those things are not there, we usually reject the money as a committee. So I don't know the real of the chapter being the member.
Would
when I picked up the CCO complaint report, I quickly tried to find out what to do. Because I already anticipated that we are going to get this kind of situation. Even if you write out that check in our time, the bank works on it. Therefore, that check left the back to be signed by the leader. Now, my problem is the legal principle of my case. But my problem is, it has been brought to my attention that the committee can agree to the money in the contract. But we are on record at this committee, we are on record in rejecting mandates that were not signed by the Speaker of the legislature. Secondly, we are also on record in having rejected mandates that were signed, final mandates in particular, that were signed by chairperson of committee. In so much that the last time when gels were rejected in the I can remember having as a committee said that we during the negotiating mandate we can note and consider the substantive issues that are raised in the negotiating mandate. But when it comes to the final mandate, it is procedurally correct that we have the speaker as the head for what? So that's my only one, that we're on record. And if now we change, but if someone can dispute or raise an objection, he said, but mine last time was rejected, and now inconsistency is gone. How can you, I hope I'm not putting you on
the spot. I don't really understand the purposes in terms of the mandate. But I think the committee should make a decision. It's either you follow up your own processes the way you always do, or deviate from that. But I wouldn't advise them.
We have set our own. Okay. And all this was very book up. It was very, very book up. Around Monday. I don't know why he allowed that. But nevertheless, can we get the we have set our own.
No.
So I think the argument was that the mandating deed which was before the house, which was still on those under discussion. Some of the provinces I think it can attend ignored it totally who signed them because they said the chairperson will sign till such a time the deed comes into operation. I think we passed the deed last week or so. Now, I don't know whether when we passed the deed, has that now reached the provinces, because the provinces were not there when we were discussing the deed.
Just to clarify, is that the mandating procedure?
Yeah. On this, can you get a client?
Yeah, thank you, Jefferson. The mighty Limpopo, the Dejo to Africa.
Mm.
confers final mandate to the provincial NCOP permanent delegates to vote in favor of the above mentioned specific rental housing amendment here. Thank you.
Any questions from the Honourable members, like I said, Kumalanga, Kumalanga is not present. Without wasting any time, can I just go to the room? The permanent delegate. So I'm reading on behalf of Kumalanga. But the speaker signed saying that the permanent delegate representing the province of Kumalanga in the NCOP. I hereby confer to your authority and my data to vote in favor of the speaker. That is what. If there are any questions, I don't know if I'm being able to answer on behalf of the final voting mandate of the Northern Cape with the temple section requires the question to out the best authority when the aid of this generation to be vote in support of the rental housing amendment. But equally so you note that some of the comments that were made by the committee in the Northern Cape. There were still not in the anthropomorphic context around some of the issues that were raised by quite the lunar time when they wrote this other problem. Of course, you know the question of the tribunal and including the question of the levels of sovereignty. Nevertheless, like the Eastern case, at the end, they say they support the rental housing case and the mandate signed by the Honorable Chuck Howard is the FC speaker. Because the speaker and the speaker were not available to sign the mandate. But by the time of the action is how you appoint the owner of the owner to act on behalf of the speaker and the speaker. So I think it's important. Any questions about the case? If not, then we have
come.
Thank you, sir.
Final mandate of the Western Cape Provincial Parliament on the Rental Housing Amendment Bill B30B 2007 as resolved by the House on 30 November 2007. The Western Cape Provincial Parliament, having considered the subject of the Rental Housing Amendment Bill, referred to the Provincial Parliament in terms of the rule of the National Council of Provinces, begs to report that it confers on the Western Cape delegation of the NCOP, the authority to support the vote without amendment. Thank you.
I raised something which can somehow confuse myself. When we were discussing the bill, the last time, there was some amendments proposed, and I think we also, and it was lobbied by my cousin Italian, I think one from the Western Cape. Now, was it not those amendments, were they not supposed to be incorporated into the bill, amended bill, and then sent to the provinces to decide on those amendments? But they're talking about the adoption of the bill. I'm not sure which bill are they now talking. Are they talking the one before that, the amendment that was proposed during the negotiating mandate meeting, or the original D bill? I just want clarification there. Is that the correct procedure or not?
Thanks, Professor. Normally, during the negotiating mandate, you don't normally propose or draft the proposed amendment because nothing is agreed at that stage. And if I remember well, it's only one amendment that was accepted by the committee from the recent case. But then, well, since you prepare the amendment proposed by the committee after it is in the final mandate, after today's meeting, and then you combine the list of amendments because that one is final. So, that's why I didn't prepare the proposed amendment, the fifth bill. I could not prepare a fifth bill at that stage because it was negotiating money. Nothing was decided until today.
In the terms
that the committee
wants to
move
forward,
the
amendment is final.
Yes.
And if agreed on a particular process, then the amendments are incorporated in the bill that will be meet, that will be receiving and considering in our next meeting if we do not agree on the final deal. But in the 76, we allow government to decide on what is it that we want incorporated in the bill in terms of the final one. If the question should be, what is this that the West is here?
Chair, we are supporting the people, even if it is as stated on the final mandate of the West case, because when the Western Cape Committee considered the amendment, I mean, they took the amendment and they took the bill to the House and they had a debate on the House. And the House agreed that they should support B30B, that's why it's marked there, B30B. So if there's a C bill coming out now, then we'll have to go back and get another negotiating mandate and open up the process again if there's a C bill. Because the problem that accepted B30B, that's the understanding this one.
Maybe some of these things are unusual and they don't occur quite often. But if negotiating mandates are to be considered by the committee, it's expected that you lobby the member to support the proposal from your particular province. And if they buy into it, it means it must go back and come with final mandate, finance. But it seems that it is not the case. But again, my thinking would be, if there are proposed mandates which are being agreed by the whole committee, maybe it would be wise that the permanent delegates must go with it to the provinces. Not stay in Cape Town and expect those people to understand the new proposal that came to the court. I think it's where the problem lies. That's why provinces are not reacting to what was agreed upon. The process was lacking somewhere. But my understanding would be if negotiating mandate to lobby other provinces if there are amendments. If it is agreed upon, it cannot just be left aloof. It cannot be left aloof. And expect that after the final mandate, then it will be cooperated. It can't work like that. When it is agreed on a negotiating mandate, we must see to it that it's still subject to the portfolio committee. And that's why it would be wise for permanent members to go with it and go in at play, because it's a new thing. But if there is no any agreement, then they are able to send final mandate alone. But I think we did not do justice there. And again, as Ebai could say, the minister also did not capture it correctly to say to the provinces, the negotiating mandate, all the provinces agreed on 1, 2, 3. Consider. Must not have been completely clear. And that's why we are not doing justice to. That's why I say such occurrences doesn't come quite often before. And that's why I made you this kind of an error.
What I'm worried about, our presence when the legal amendment by the Western Cape was said and was supported. But now my main worry is that we're sitting here with the final mandate of the Western Cape. They didn't say anything on that. So which means I'm having a problem that we will be incorporating that. That's because even the mandate is detailed. It doesn't say anything about that. Go and support this bill with blah blah blah. In order that we will be saying that even the Western Cape, the proposal of the discussion of the negotiating mandate is not incorporated here. So I'm supporting what the Reverend is saying, and I'm even worried that Ufred didn't say anything. This is the mandate of the Western Cape, and I don't know, as he's saying that he doesn't see us having the city. So I'm also thinking that this is the correct mandate of the Western Cape.
Can I ask you, you're confused?
It's only
here, you got final mandate on your visa. For all those provinces who submitted final mandates, they're submitting on their visa. That means there's no proposed amendments at all. Right. That one page of the proposed amendment falls through the window, because that clearly states, I'll refer to say two BNC, referred back to provinces. That's the provinces are coming back today to say what our referral is on. Now you cannot be submitting final mandate on a blank B version to say we take it in total, A to Z, what your B mandate says. Then what happens to this referral? We can't do this out of the window, because it's a referral by the Senate committee here to say referred back to provinces. Now, for those provinces, and I'm sorry to say this problem, if they do not do their homework, please don't penalize those provinces who do their work. It's easy for provinces to come and say, we accept final mandate on G version, A to Z, without a single A being changed on it. That's what the matter, that's what it means at the end of the day. But the referral and your proposed amendment doesn't mean a thing, which is wrong.
Thanks, Chaperson. You know what happened last week, Chaperson? There were negotiating mandates from all the provinces which were rejected by the committee. There's only one mandate which was accepted by the committee, which was the proposal from the Western Cape, which removed something on a certain clause. But now I'm surprised now, because the Western Cape is saying they are accepting the supporting the bill without amendments. Because this committee last week accepted that proposal from the Western Cape, and we have that on record. Now today they are supporting the bill without that amendment. The other thing, Shepherd, that was the only amendment that we had. Nothing else. The other thing that was left out to the provinces to take home, because clause 3, paragraph 3, that one was referred to the provinces. They said they must revisit this clause and come back with instructions. So that was what happened last week. So this was the paragraph 3, clause 3, paragraph 3 was not finalized. All other clauses were finalized, they rejected the submission from the provinces, except for this one. This one, they said, committee will come back, the province will come back with instructions and they're going to take this one home. So this is what happened, basically. And there's a more reason why you could not prepare the A or C version. What happened, the process of what happened last week should reflect on the minutes. The minutes should explain what happened, and then the province are supposed to take that home with and say last week this paragraph, it was amended by the Western Cape, and then they can take that amendment to the committee, not the other version of it here.
Thank you, Chair. Just to reiterate and also to add, you know, on what our colleague has said. The resolution of the last meeting with regard to amendment of fees was to the effect that there was a proposal by KZN, and respective provinces were requested to go back to respective provinces to see as to whether maybe they cannot be seen as loving them, you know, or supporting them for the idea or the proposed amendment as proposed by KZN. And today in here they should be requesting to say whether they support any the proposal or not. But as it has been, you know, indicated already, if the indication is that they don't support anything, you know, the proposal of the proposal, that was with regard to C. And also, you know, with regard to the proposal of Western K. Western K have also, you know, made some proposals. As my colleague has already said, to say that will only be reflected on the minutes to indicate to say that they propose this sort of amendment, you know, on the current day.
Okay.
Hello,
please.
I think in terms of section 76 of the Constitution, I read it correct, it's the prerogative of the province to support what they want to support. Mm-hmm. I've been out there addressing my province. We had a meeting last week on Friday morning. I put the amendments to them, I said this has been accepted, this has been rejected.
Okay.
The province has deliberated on the thing, they took it to the House.
Okay.
Then they debated it in the House, and then they came up with the final mandate. So the final mandate said without amendment.
Okay.
Firstly, they accept the B vote without amendment. The negotiating mandate amendment that was there has gone by the window. So they accept the B vote. That's why they made it clear these people can read. It says the rental housing amendment vote B30B. And the House accepted this without the amendment. Thank you.
Yes, just to do these complicated issues, say for instance, other provinces by now would have said they accept that amendment, and the Western Cape has withdrew the amendment they proposed. What would be the situation? You know, I think this is sharpening us and cautioning us on procedures. I'm just thinking aloud. If the minutes kept up and the reporting to other provinces was so clear that other provinces would be commenting on it, you see, I'm just saying this, Chairperson. But something that really helped us to think. When in the future that we do things very cautiously and with a very alerted mind. But it shows what could happen. But my worry is when it is not reported to other provinces as requested, what we do then becomes a futile exercise of negotiating mandate. The lobbying part of it has no meaning there. If the lobbying has a meaning and an agreement has been reached, it must go back to provinces. And it must be reported clearly by provinces whether do they concur with a proposal or not. But that did not happen. This is my worry. You know, and I would love to know where is the problem. Is the problem with the minutes? or is a problem with the person who compiles the reports to Congress and would love to see those documents. The minutes part of it and the report. So that we trace where this mistake creeps in. I would love to know that. Who is the culprit who did not play, you know, his part or her part? We must trace that and see where lies the mistake. So that we don't do similar mistakes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not telling you how to do that. But the way I understand things, from where I'm sitting, part of the time when I started coming, because Reverend is an administrative thing and it has been raised and raised and shut. And nobody is taking maybe we need to take note of it and raise it once more, put it on the record. That the quality of administrative support that we get is not of what we are supposed to do. Because what happens after the committee meeting? The members must go to committee session. They are going to be edited by one person, and then the other one is one to edit, and then they are sent to come. Then that delay also. The second aspect, the Western Cape was within their eyes. I think it was in it. If they had made proposed amendments, and the majority of provinces were convinced, and went back to provinces and they had a final submission or final mandate, saying what the Western Cape was proposing, then they would be not supporting what they were proposed, but the majority of provinces would have bought into the country. Therefore, meaning they would be forced by virtue of process to then support something or live with something that they had raised but changed their minds later. So I think it's within the horizon to I don't want to use the word relish on their. Because it was not an argument, and it was just an amendment. But Reverend is raising a very important point, that maybe also we need to find a way of assisting our own problems in understanding the processes, the six cycles and all those sorts of things in order for us to finalize, especially section 36. Because if we are also trapped, right, by this six-week cycle. First week is a greeting to briefing by the department, the second week is a greeting to the provinces, and once that process has come to its finality, we need to convince the powers that be why we need an extension. But now you can sit it with six provinces that have made their submissions, and five of them are in support of the bill, with the exception of that particular aspect, which the Eastern Cape and Northern Cape to a lesser extent, not to a great extent, because we can see the way they've kept it, that they didn't also do a lot of work on those amendments proposed by what we consider. Now, it's a procedural matter. Five provinces are in support.
I just said we are great in the literature. It's the rule that if five provinces, but then the province that they didn't give us money, so they didn't tell us why other provinces, maybe. I missed it. I don't have the easy mandate for the friend with us. I know. I don't know what happened. And also, I'm thinking that what Reverend was saying, Shepherd, some of the provinces, some of us, we didn't go for final mandate. just because special diligence was here, but surely we've been not going for this final money. So I'm supporting the caution to ourselves, not only from the secretary, just because if even ourselves we were there, we'd be having our own notes and our own briefings. So just because now I'm thinking that the chairperson of the committee did break the committee, that's why they are coming with this 3 paragraph. But I don't know with other provinces, but really it's a question to us of who have been neglecting this thing of final mandate. So I'm support of that, we must look on it.
Well, the don't see for the situation where the only thing that the mandate says we confirm. But we're also able to elaborate on certain things that need clarity. But not what?
Yeah, maybe before I come to Northwest, I think we are safe because no province has commented on the amendment by the West UK. And the West UK has withdrawn. So we're safe on that. But it cautions us in the future that we look into that matter. Chairperson, with the Northwest, there are problems in the two companies. Maybe for record I have to explain. When we were going to Australia, there was bridges to be done. And the department was requested to go and do the briefing in the Northwest, which they did. And the previous negotiating Monday, when I was on my way to go and brief the province, I was told I should not come because the province had already received the briefing by the department. They insisted I should not come. I even informed the Whip from the Northwest province to take up the matter. But the Whip said, no, I should not come. Now, last week when we were waiting for negotiating Monday, they said they cannot send the negotiating Monday because the permanent delegate never came to visit. So something quite confusing. I could really not understand how they operate. I had it again over to the Whip of the Northwest to work on the matter. Because now it's blackmailing me that I am not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I am quite in my mind. I was already on my way to go and brief the province. I even went because I booked everything. I had to come back the following day back again to Cape Town because I could not go to the province because they said they received the briefing and I should not come. Now they canceled the Monday because they were not briefed by the family delegation. I don't know what it is. That one I cannot explain. And that's why last week I did not have a negotiating Monday. Even today I don't have the final Monday. What they brought forward is it's a complaining letter, you know, which I could not bring before this committee. And that is that.
Maybe they need a
break. Honourable members, you've got several
submissions. Can I address the House?
Please, quick.
Chair, I did communicate with the province, which they wanted to insist that they have never signed any final mandate of the person. Let us not play foul there or scare. They should have sat in the speaker
would always say, write to the chairperson, that is the final resolution. Where's that company next? Then Manana went to them and said, we did not send it. Now, the letter now, I said, with the highest cap, check that letter now. But I'm afraid, sir, we might probably have a jam when the letter comes, but the letter, that will be signed by the speaker. Sir.
Honourable members, is that you've got 7 floors on the final one. Obtaining is not mine, is not signed.
And mine is
Quadruna. Yes, it is. Quadruna Charles does not agree. Does not support the government. If we have to decide that question that we will only support the history. Therefore, Quadruna Charles is not in support because of the majority of provinces, which out of 7, we have 5 that are here to say they are in support. Whether it's up to the
country.
One contains mandates is correcting whatever. So we are at that stage now where I'm forced to reach the fourth committee and proceed with the process of the second. But we haven't lost it yet.
I think you're kind of easy on the spot. Because in terms of the section 76 of the Constitution, if the bill is being upgraded, it could be supported by the leaders of the province. It means 6 provinces to support the legislation. And therefore, since Housing does not have a signature on its merit, that it means you didn't have the process majority. Therefore, you have to defer the voting at the stage until you get the side merit from Housing.
Thank you, Chairperson, to the open of the my request is that can we adjourn for a few minutes and then go sit on the phone that find out when is the fact coming and then people can probably set their legs and then so forth and then as soon as I come back then we continue. On that few minutes.
Chairman, with your permission, can you call in the service to
The report reads as follows, that the report on Black Commission practices on the Rental Housing Amendment Bill 30C 2007 of the end of the 2007. The Black Commission practices are being considered the subject of the Rental Housing Amendment Bill, the 30C 2007. The research is being classified by the JTL and affected in the GIL report the GIL with amendments.
without amendment.
Then move up for the adoption of the report. I don't know, Matanya, is there any second? How is
we take it on a cheap because how can never find a novel kid if I had no ready.
The emotional reasons for the rental of the housing amendment bill being created due to cost of service, that in the opinion of the committee, after the report, how many of us do have a copy?
Give
it. You agree that I contacted the person for what I have to do? Can you give me the benefit of what I'm doing in the life of the person?
Chairperson, if it was 1 to 100, just if it was 1 to 100, then we okay and we move on. Then we will move on.
Consider that,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. Consider that, and we have a seat upon you, but really what you have a seat.
Because it was out of the system. So, Reverend proposes all sections as reflected in the report. Is there any second as to Western Sea? Let's go to the motion. That in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend. Legislation is desirable for Rental Housing Act 1999 was to substitute 8 definitions and make further provision for rulings by rental housing tribunals to expand the provision pertaining to leases and to extend the period allowed for the filling of vacancies in rental housing tribunals to provide for measures to make this deal with. That is the motion. Is there any formal book? Please start and inform us at least the motion.
I'm not a member of the community.